Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio.
Radio.
This damn thing is a minute in delay. Sorry about the intro mess up, y'all. Officially, let me just press the button.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Al, what's going on? It's a super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts, holding it down. Right now, the Phone Fantasy Radio Live. I do apologize for the delay and the mixed up introduction. We want to start off the night right, waiting for my co-host to call in if he is, with My Desire featuring Joker Man with Pop It. Okay, so here's the deal, right? having technical problems with my board. My Skype is not working. I don't know how to get the music to y'all, but we're going to get the music to y'all. So please bear with us. We got an hour and 54 minutes remaining on the clock. We're going to make this work. Tonight is the last show until next Tuesday. Unfortunately, I will not be here Thursday to host the show. I'm going out of town, so I won't be able to give it to y'all the way I love. Hopefully next week. If anything, we'll be back on air in September. It's starting early than I expected, but the show will be hosted on PhoneFantasyRadio.com next week. Once again, that website is PhoneFantasyRadio.com. All you got to do is just go there. And we'll be using Skype with a different calling number, all that. So please stay tuned. Visit www.PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Or add us to your Facebook at facebook.com/heartsradio. We are trying to work things out right now. Tonight's question of the night, what is a man's ultimate fantasy? That's what we want to know. What is it? Is it two women? Is it a mother and daughter combo? Is it sex on the beach? What is a man's fantasy? Tonight we asking a man, what's your fantasy? Give us a call, 805-830-8320. Once again, that number again is 805-830-8320. Press the number one, and I know you want to get on air. If not, you can just listen in and tune in to the great music that we're going to play and the men that do it. That's not scarred. We want to answer the question for tonight. All right. So I was talking to my friend last night, and he brought this up. He was like, you know, he got a mother and daughter combo, and he was just really into it. And he was like, you know, especially if the mother looked good. You know, he's an older man. He's, well, older than me, I should say. He's in his 40s, early 40s. And he's like, you know, if the moms look good and the daughter look good, then he don't mind beating. And he said that's what a man's ultimate fantasy is. I don't know, so I just thought I'd throw the question out there. Once again, y'all can give us a call at 805-830-8320. On that note, we're going to go to the first guest on the line. The only guest on the line is our favorite Trenton, New Jersey representative. What's up, blessed child?
Good.
What's up? How are you?
Anything. You feel me?
Everybody, Bless had a birthday over the weekend. He old.
Yeah, and up there.
He getting up there. How old are you, Bless, now?
Me? 30.
30 what?
30.
30, that's it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. You made it to the big 3-0. And what did we do on our birthday this weekend?
I got tore up.
Paying for it now?
I mean, you got tore up, man. If you had a little cookout for me, you feel me?
Aww.
You know, go have fun.
Okay. Gotta love them things. We had a cookout this weekend, too. At my crib, I live in an apartment building, so on the side of the building, they had, like, two big grills. So we went, we had a barbecue. We had all types of stuff on here, franks and steak, and we had a good time. So, you know, then we played spades and dominoes, and I got high.
Yeah, that.
I got high, I got tipsy. I was knocking back that goose, man. Goose and juice, I was knocking it back. Bong, bong. I don't know, man. I lost count after three.
That's how I was, knocking shots back, man. Sipping on beer, smoking, getting it in.
Right. This is one of them weekends, man. And I'm glad because it was the last day I seen the sun. It's been raining and cloudy up in here since Sunday night. But it's alright because I love the rain. So I like the rain. I don't know, that's just me. So Sunday was an awesome day. I spent it alone, but I thought it was awesome. about you. Okay, so tonight's question. Let's get to tonight's question. Is you going to be my co-host for tonight? What? A lot of people may think the show is canceled tonight, because at first it was. Like I said, I'm having a family issues, folks. I will not be here this Thursday coming. We'll not have a show on Thursday. And then I'm having technical problems. I'm just going to go ahead and try to host a show on our website, phonefantasyradio.com. Once again, that website will be phonefantasyradio.com. All you got to do is just tune in. There'll be a big button that says, click here, listen live. And I might even get on cam for y'all. So, you know, that's next week. That's next week. Let's make it up for the last 2 weeks. How about that? Bless y'all, what is your ultimate fantasy? What does that consist of? The ultimate fantasy. Not something you've already done. This is something that you dream about you every waking moment. What's your ultimate fantasy?
Ultimate fantasy, man, I do a private sex tape with 2 porno stars.
Okay. Any particular 2 or just any 2?
I'm about to go with Cherokee. And, Freestyle.
And who?
Capri Styles.
Oh, Capri. Those are 2 different types.
You get down and dirty.
I guess you want the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Right, Capri Styles got that head. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, that's different. Well, that's not different, but I'm just saying. I thought it would be the 2 girls, or even eating pussy for you.
Oh, man.
That dude never funny.
Oh, man. Wow.
I had to get to somebody. Black Reporter's not here. I don't know where he at. He's not here. I'm waiting on him to call in. I'm waiting for Black Reporter to call in and give us his 2 cents. I don't know where he at.
All right. Try to get his drink in first.
Huh?
Try to get his drink in right real quick.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what it is. So, all right, we're going to try to play some music on here. I don't know how. Oh, speaking of the devil, wait, hold up. Is that my co-host? What's up,
that's your co-host. That's your co-host. I mean, you're talking about me, and I'm sitting right here.
I didn't know. I didn't see the board. I'm having technical problems right now. I didn't see the board.
What's up, my baby?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
I missed you last week.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it. I wouldn't have been good for the show. I supported other people's shows. Y'all did catch me on the sidebar. Last week I did catch the sidebar, and I will be catching it again tonight because my booth supposed to be up there, but that's another story.
Oh,
Lord.
What?
Black
Reporter. Hey, what's
up? Okay, enough about
who,
me.
Who else is in the room?
Bless.
Oh, Mr. Blesschild. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man? What's up?
Birthday man.
Thanks for holding it down while I was getting ready to come back.
So tonight's question, what is a man's ultimate fantasy? That's tonight's question, Black Reporter.
You go get the same answer from every single man that comes through here. I guarantee.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh. Okay, what's your answer? Because Bless Child already answered. What's your answer?
Two women.
Well, yeah, he did say that, didn't he? He did say that, right, Bless Child? He said two porn stars,
Bless.
But he did Bless. Say two porn stars.
Am I lying, though, Bless? Am I lying?
So does a variation matters? Because somebody told me it was a mother and daughter combo. Bless Child is saying
that's
it's two porn stars. But I guess it's just two women, period, huh?
Yeah, two women, too.
I had a basic two women, so I mean, I did that before, three or four women, but I had to go deeper. It's still two women, though. Like you said, it's still two women, but it's
right.
two women that I never did it with. It's like total stars.
Well, you see, with me, the fantasy has always been, and it could go either way. It could go two women who make love to me, or two bisexual women who were making love to me on two opposite ends, and then eventually they make love to each other and want me to watch.
You're so kinky.
Shut up. your point being.
All right, folks. What is your ultimate fantasy? Give us men. What is your ultimate fantasy? Give us a call 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. All right. So.
Oh, and by the way. I'm still having a referee a little dispute from the camp.
Huh?
I'm still having a referee. Well, let's just say that it's between two ladies, one who's very interested in the other, and the other one don't go that way. Don't flow that way. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say.
You know, they them two right there. They gonna stop bumping heads and just bump. That's what they need to do.
Oh, you think so?
I think you already know what I'm talking about. They just need to get it out of their systems for real. Just to get out their systems and bump. That's all they need to do. That's what they need to do. Get out their system and bump.
You already know who I'm talking about.
Huh?
You already know who I'm talking about.
That is crazy. All right, so the plan is tonight I'm doing the show. Thursday we're not doing a show because I'm be out of town, so I won't be able to have access to my computer and stuff. And then Tuesday we're going to do the show, but Tuesday we're going to have a whole new show. That's the plan. Tuesday we're gonna have a whole new show. Tuesday we're gonna do it. We're gonna do a straight run through to www.filmfantasyradio.com.
Okay.
We're gonna do it like we're doing it today. However, filmfantasyradio.com is where we're gonna be promoting it at.
And totally different number.
We could use both of them.
Okay.
We can use both of them. We'll have two different calling numbers. Like I said, it's going to be a run-through. If it goes well, then by September, we'll be moving off of Blog Talk Radio.
There you go.
So for the next couple of shows, that's what we're going to do. Well, yeah, we're going to move it off of Blog Talk Radio for a moment. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back to Blog Talk to do our interviews. That's the plan.
So nobody wants to do, other than myself and Blast, nobody wants to give their little two cents in?
Nobody else is here, but then again, everybody thought I canceled the show. I tried to promote it, but, you know.
Speaking of which, I totally forgot about it. I mean, I'm serious.
Right.
I'm sitting here laying here, and I'm realizing, oh, it's Tuesday. Duh.
Really? You just forgot about us like that? Damn, that quick. That quick. We only missed two shows. And you already forgot about us?
Well, that's a lot of shows for me. You know, if I had this one show, that'd be one thing.
Right,
anyway.
Right. You just went, you just slipped right on back into your old routine, just laying there, you see?
Sure.
And I was about to text you, too, like, where you at? I was trying to call you, but I couldn't call you on my three-way. For some reason, I'm on my phone now. I'm not using Skype. And my three-way is not working when I called in.
How did Blog TV go today?
How
did Blog TV go today?
Blog TV was swell. It was swell. I played for a couple of hours. And
okay.
People tuned in, you know, had a busy room. And then I got hungry. Then I had to get hungry and I had to get off because that's just rude.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to see.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If, okay, I met someone on the chat line,
mm-hmm.
and she said that, you know, she was looking for a black gentleman, and she was a full-figured lady. She was about 280, and she said that, you know, if she got to know the guy she had in the past, she played on the phone in the past and everything. And then I did one of my numbers that I silenced this program with in the past. And she said, oh, I just put a chip up my spine. And let's just say that we went on for the better part of 45 minutes, and she climaxed 5 times. So, at least that's what she told me.
Is there a questionnaire
huh?
or you just wanted to tell us that you got phone skills? Is there a questionnaire or you just wanted to share? You just wanted to share your phone bonus skills?
I just wanted to share.
Just ain't right. Just ain't right. I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you, I see the 4414, all our regular people. See, our regulars know that the show is still on. What's up, 414-763? Hello?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, stop. Black reporter. What the hell?
Yeah.
I missed the whole story. I just heard 45 minutes. And climax of 5 times. That's all I heard. I don't know what you're talking about. I miss everything else. And I think I'm going to open this door for my baby.
I figured that won't catch your attention.
Man.
Renee, you know you are Ace Boom Boom. You know?
I
like I
said, I came in
to
the tail end of it.
I was replaying a session I had earlier with
Anyway, Renee, the question for tonight, real quick. Tonight, what do you think is the ultimate fantasy for a man?
Wow. I mean, it depends. A lot of them love to be with more than one woman, you know, so like threesomes or things of that nature. That's a turn-on sense, you know, especially if it's with their chick and another one. That's a good question. Maybe I should ask my better half. I know he is, but I don't know if he wants me to tell the whole national world. Renee, I got a question for you.
Did you consult Wayne on this?
Oh,
this
what?
Is from your observation.
I mean, yeah, we talked about it.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I does nothing without consulting him. We don't get down like that. That's,
okay.
I mean, you got to have that line of communication in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, that's when, you know, the cheating comes about and everybody gets hurt. And I'm a Gemini.
Yeah.
I'm crazy.
High five to my sister.
You know what I'm saying? My baby said bipolar, but you call it what you want.
High five to my sister.
And you call it what you want. I am what I am.
And so am I.
I'm a nice person until you upset me.
Amen.
I really am. I'm nice and sweet how I am at Camp Super Fluffy. It's how I am on a regular basis. Nice and shy and all that.
And an undercover freak. Yeah, right.
I learned a lot about
Listen, y'all not a member of Camp Super Fluffy. Y'all need to become a member of Camp Super Fluffy. Shout out to all the members of Camp Super Fluffy. And you are a straight undercover freak for real, because I just wasn't imagining half of the stuff that you be saying and doing. What?
I'm just saying, you know,
When is it again? When's your birthday again? When?
June 11th.
May 31st.
She right in
there,
too.
That's my brother's birthday. I have a brother that's a Gemini, too.
Oh, Lord.
Right. So, I don't know. I think that's like, for most men, that's high on, you know, that's a fetish for them, you know. Be with two women at the same time and maybe having those two women also, you know, not just it be about them, but they also cater to the man as well.
All right, maybe I'm the only one that's lost. What about Ghetto? What's Ghetto take on it?
Ghetto, what's your take on it?
Tell him to hold that thought. We're going to get back to him. Right now, we got a 347-775. You're on the air, phone fantasy radio. What's your name and where you from?
Tell him to hold that thought. She's going to get back to you.
What it is? Your boy Stevie B from BK.
Hi, Stevie B from BK. See, all my regulars know when the show is back on now. What's up, Stevie B from BK?
What's good, love?
Nothing. We sitting up here being kinky as always.
All right. I caught today's topic, which I like and which I really like very much.
What's up, my brother?
What's good, Black Reporter? What's good? What's going on?
You tell me, bro.
I don't know. I'm in a good mood, you know. A lot of people don't like rainy days. I love the rainy days. It puts me in a good spirit.
Thank you. Bring some of that rain down here.
I know my fantasy, it ain't going to be a lot of other fantasy, but I know mine especially. I always had this fantasy. Mine's is like a real down-to-earth one. Like, I always had a fantasy to be, like, working in my garden, you know, planting my fruits and vegetables, and for the woman I love to come in the garden and, you know, rub my back and give me a kiss on the neck, and it starts raining, and in that rain you get your nookie on right in the middle of the garden.
I don't know why,
but that does
seem to fit you. Like,
okay.
The whole nature.
If anybody's gonna have something different, it's gonna be him.
Right. The whole nature. I am like that whole nature thing. The whole Adam and Eve thing. I see that happening.
That's what it is.
The whole Adam and Eve thing.
Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. You ruined my theory. I was going to say that every that every man has basically the same fantasy.
Not Stevie B.
Not
Stevie. It should have known Stevie B. No.
Yeah, Stevie B. would be the one who would be different.
Stevie B. is a one woman's man. Right, he's a one woman's man.
So
Stevie B. you don't have
Steve.
Urges to be with two women, right?
Nah, I don't have the urges. I only got enough to handle one. So to put a with two in my life, I think I'd go crazy. So I'm gonna keep it real funky. I can't handle the two woman thing. Nah.
Okay. But yeah, Stevie is unique. I'll give him that.
Thank you, Stevie. Thank you, Stevie, for coming on the show and keeping a gangster. He kept a gangster. He want to be in a garden playing his fruits and vegetables. Why would that? Oh my goodness!
Now. If he says anything about zucchini, I'm hanging up.
That would be Stevie B. That fits him perfectly. Yes, that fits him perfectly. Okay, what's Ghetto's ultimate fantasy over there?
What's your ultimate fantasy? It'll
go something like this.
I don't know.
Well, time to get the phone. We can't hear him all the way over there.
Hello?
Yeah, Ghetto.
Ghetto. But yeah, it'll go something like this, right? I get invited to the Playboy Mansion, right? And somehow, all the other dudes, we get locked outside of the mansion somehow, and it's just me and all the chicks. And then somebody, like, spiked all of their drinks with ecstasy. And then, that's, like, my ultimate fantasy right there. It's
you,
just like,
you,
it's like
you
50
got that
chicks
that
just spiked for me. Yeah.
Ghetto
said, damn,
wow. Ghetto got done with two women. Ghetto got Ghetto on all of them.
Here go my boo back, y'all. I just had to share that. Here you go.
Thank you, Ghetto. Thank you. Appreciate
that. I'm about knocking on the door, banging on the door.
Yep, you're going to be banging right on the door. Let me in.
That's the best child I heard.
Huh? Yeah, that's blessed child.
That was blessed child.
Mm,
he undercover me too, though. Don't be trying to make it seem like it's just me. I ain't on all that by myself. I'm just saying, it's a couple people in the group that's undercover too. It ain't just me.
Right, but you the one asking all the kinky questions that just sparks everything up. You
why
are the question that sparks everything up. Let me tell y'all folks, we have a group on Facebook called Camp Super Fluffy, and we finally made a website up too, so I need people to join in and give me feedback on that. However, Camp Super Fluffy, we are just a size-friendly group that just likes to have fun. And
we just cut the hell up.
And just act a fool. So.
Crush.
So for example of Renee's undercover, of undercover freakiness, she goes, let's get the party started. What's the weirdest thing you've seen going to a pussy, and what's the weirdest thing you see going to someone's ass? Yes, see,
wait,
that's what you call an undercover freak.
Part of that was my own thought. I did ask Gail, I said, give me a topic. He the one who came up with the ass part.
I ain't taking it.
Yeah. I'm catching heat for being an undercover freak. I can't go out like that.
Wait. Ghetto is a straight mess.
That's not right.
So some of the answers we have is a beer bottle and a stripper's pussy. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all one of the weirdest things. I know we shouldn't be talking like this on air, but I'm going to tell y'all anyway. Okay, the weirdest thing I've seen is somebody actually put a lit candle, in their cooch and then blow it out with their cooch. And then
I've seen one step further. I've seen a woman smoke with her pussy.
Seen that?
Smoke a cigarette with her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I'm like, damn, I've seen that.
Gemma put something up there like that, too. He seen
it.
He had a friend that could make smoke come out of hers.
Yeah,
I've seen that. Wow.
She would light a cigarette, put it in her cooch, and blow a smoke ring.
That is crazy. Yeah, somebody spit out an 8-ball. Like, they just lay down, and they lift their leg, and they just bloop.
Yeah.
I seen a chick drink a bottle of champagne. Yeah, the girl opened the bottle of champagne while I was open. Flipped it. And it went down her cooch. She swallowed the bottle up with her cooch. Then she dropped the bottle out. The bottle was empty. And then she released all the champagne she had in her. Then she released it later. In the dude's mouth.
Ooh. Released it later?
Later in the dude's
mouth. Damn, that's control right there.
That's one step further than Crush's "Let me suck my can."
Right. Because I ain't swallowing this stuff and spitting it back out. Ooh, no. That's a whole nother show for that one. That's a whole nother show. But here we are again, freaky folks on Phone Fantasy Radio, as always, with everybody, you know, all our regular callers, all our true fam, the Phone Fantasy Radio fam. Right now we have Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey. We got Stevie B from Brooklyn, New York. We got Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Renee and Ghetto. And we have Black Reporter from Louisiana.
Close enough.
Yeah.
New Iberia, Louisiana. There we go. I got it. And we talking about earthing. Some of earthing under the sun, folks. If you like Phone Fantasy Radio, please continue to support Phone Fantasy Radio. We'll be moving the show to phonefantasyradio.com. Once again, that's www.phonefantasyradio.com. So you get a chance. Just go ahead and bookmark our website. And who's all that noise in the background? Who's interrupting my announcement?
That's one of my other homies. He just came through. And we asked him.
Time to stop being ghetto. We live.
Right. He basically conquered all of his. He's a damn freak. He is Gemini too, but so what can I say?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What's his name? Put him on the phone. Let's talk to him.
He ain't going to get on the phone.
He want to be loud.
She said, since how you want to be loud, I'll put you on the phone. They want to get that input.
We just want to ask you a few questions. We don't mind.
See, I said that.
All right. Well,
right,
you want to know what it is that's done.
Hey, hello? Kill?
Why are you being shy? Don't be shy.
He said, don't be shy. Right, all them crazy stats you put, but you can't think of nothing.
All right, well, tell them what you did. They like some more details.
They want no details. This time, one time. One of your friends, you did. One you did.
Listen. Fuck him. Let's not even try to convince that dude. He went.
I'm in the house with two retards.
Right. Tell Ghetto his friend is boo.
Actually, he was my friend. Ghetto running through me.
You know what? Tell him boo. Tell him to keep it down back there. We trying to have a show. So you need to keep it down there.
I can't in the kitchen. Right. Time for me to make me a drink.
We're going to make some Kool-Aid. If that be Kool-Aid.
Nah. No. I got some. Oh, but y'all know what y'all should try, though?
This ain't the sidebar.
I'm just saying, I know this ain't the sidebar, but y'all some freaks on here. Don't be trying to do me. It's whipped cream, but it's alcohol infused.
Oh, that Pinnacle.
I've heard of that vodka.
It's called cream. This, the can that I have, is called cream.
I'm gonna try. When it comes to a drink, I'm lying through my teeth, but it sounded good.
Jay, we got a website. It's called www.givemecream.com.
Oh, I like that name.
She knows it by heart.
I look at the heart.
She done been in there for recipes, yeah.
No, I didn't even know they had a website to just now. Because I looked at I was shaking a bottle up. Seriously. For real. No bullshit.
Damn, they made you have to put your birthday in and shit. Damn. Why y'all got to know all that? They got to know your full birthday, too. What year you was born, the day, the time. What the hell?
They want to make sure you old enough.
Yeah, make sure you old enough.
Cream,
there you
alcohol go. Infused whipped cream. That's what I need for a party.
Cream
from the crush.
Now they're talking. That's gonna be the name of my next party. Tell that nigga to shut up. I'm gonna have to go in my room.
They loud.
Right, because now he mad loud. He making me come out of myself. Come out of myself, right. Like, that's even possible. Y'all be quiet.
What? Miss I am shy?
I'm going to tell you what delayed me from getting here. Fat Girls is on tonight.
Fat Girls is on tonight? We on all the time.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
I really don't know what you're talking about, but we'll come back and we'll talk about
movie
it.
Fat
y'all tune into Phone Fantasy Radio.
The movie Fat Girl.
Y'all tune into Phone Fantasy Radio live with Black Reporter La Crush Hearts, Renee Ghetto and his ghetto friends, Les Child, Stevie B, and everybody. We're doing Phone Fantasy Radio. We're going to come back and we're going to talk some more and chop it up. So right now, I'm going to try to play some music. We'll see how that works out.
Throw down some slick hits.
Can y'all hit it? Yeah, it's not working, right?
Yeah. Oh, I heard it. Degree in the philosophy as in the top of the class and what the shot. The bones of the pop like tradition. Kids are screaming the media. This kind of music is this for you to dance with the man with the plan that the band demands you. Leave this crack, get the crack on the back, on the bar and the knock. All like that. Leave the nightmare, the gun in the store, and ignore temptation. Sit in violation. Face your game for the seeds of new rap. In your heart and mind, never forget to accept. Walk in the window, walk in, you know, to the one. Black on black, remember that it's important. Anyway, the shot that's one great walk for fun, no hatred. The summer's almost done, too tired to sleep. Jump in your drape and pump off the funky beat. I feel it. People goes off, they'll smash it and trash it. They're too young to be plumped in the caskets. Just get your boys and bring the noise and swing it. And walk people, sing it.
I'm a minimum one, promise, strength, and power. Listen to the man on
My girl step up to this. One simple kiss, and it's over. Soaked in ice cream and hot steam, girlfriend. You've been spooked like ice cream. So just swing or fling, gather a ring, try to cling. Cause it's a big daddy thing. And I'm loving them right where it's hard. So just play Marvin Gaye and let's get it on. I make it real good, like doctors feel good, to make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to business, nothing sweeter, sincerely yours, smooth operator. Not so smooth.
Tried, folks. Try to entertain y'all a little bit with some music there. I don't know how well the quality was, but I tried. Anyway, you're tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio with LaCrush Hart and Black Reporter. So, Black Reporter, what you about to say?
I mean, it sounded like something was muting it or something was on top of it. I don't know what it was, but it didn't have that normal clarity.
Right, because I'm not using my Skype, Blog Talk Radio. Sorry, I had to get down.
Okay, she's having her normal fit about Blog Talk now. Excuse her, she's having her normal fit about Blog Talk now.
I think I'm the only person I know that uses Blog Talk that don't really go through that.
That's true.
That don't bash Blog Talk. But however, I'm the one that always gets deleted. I don't understand how that works, but yeah, okay. Anyway, that's the whole other story. Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio, officially. Stevie B, blessed child, y'all still with us?
Still with you, love.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do y'all see our fantasies coming true anytime soon? See it happening?
I'm trying to.
Stevie Beagle always has something smart to say.
Huh?
Stevie Beagle always has something smart to say. Or something wise to say, I should say.
I'm trying to make that fantasy happen. I'm trying to make that fantasy happen. It's very cool.
There you go.
Can we have a sex in the park, bro, Stevie B?
Nah, I ain't going to the park.
Underneath the bench.
Nah, I ain't going to the park, but you know, I'm trying to move. I'm trying to find a place I can have my own backyard and garden, so I can make that fantasy come true.
Okay. Oh, what about you? What about you, Bless Child? Are you sending invitations out, emails and letters out to the porn stars you want to have relations with?
Nah, not yet.
Not yet. They're gonna send an email out. Okay.
Gotta know what names to engrave on them.
Huh?
Yeah,
I gotta know what names to engrave.
What you said, Bless?
Look, I pay for that thing to happen. It's gonna happen.
Right. You're gonna have to pay for that fantasy to happen, but it's gonna happen. I'll tell you. You gonna put it on tape?
I say it's gonna be private.
Oh, it's gonna be a private session.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Slowly but surely, we're getting there. We're working our way up there. All right. Y'all guys, what about you, Black Reporter? You doing? What about you, Black Reporter? Working towards having your fantasy?
Like I was saying for the other guys, what names to have engraved on those invitations?
Oh. Oh, Black, Bless Child know the names he won. He won Cherokee Dad, and he won Capri Style. He already had the girls. He just got to send out the
Okay. Okay.
Bless Child came prepared. He already know what he won. He came prepared.
Did he? Okay.
He already got him on my list.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way. There you go.
Yeah.
I retired my old list. I used to have a list. I used to have a top five.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody we know?
A few you probably know.
Ooh. Ooh, like
you trying to know too much.
Right, I want to know. Now he done mentioned it. Now I want to know. What's the top five?
Well, okay. On the top five list, I got to start from the bottom up. From number five, number five was Supreme Diva.
Diva coming back to the show, too. All
right. Awesome. You had to throw that out there, right?
Right. She hit me up. She said she wanted to come back. She hit me up and said she wanted to come back to the show. So we're going to work on having Supreme Diva come back to the show, just letting you know. Go ahead.
All right. Number four was a toss-up all the time. I keep changing number four. Before it was Busty Baby Doll. Then I changed it up to Bootylicious.
Oh,
so,
I know all these ladies you
name it. Yeah, yeah. Number four is a twist up between them two. Number three, who was number three again? Oh, number three was, what's that? Feral Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You like them chunky with fat asses, I see. All right now.
My number two was Crystal Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I gotta dig up my number one. My number one, oh man, my number one changed a couple of times. So I gotta remember who was the original.
Who's the latest number one?
My latest number one so far been Trixie.
Ew, she called to the show the other day.
Who was it?
Y'all know who Madam Trixie is. Okay, was official number one?
Oh, man, before Madam Trixie was, what's this girl's name? I'm trying to remember because I keep changing that for you.
Well, my number one is easy.
Oh no, the crush was on the old special by herself one time.
I was
I may not be a porn star, but damn. I ain't make nobody list. I feel some type of way.
I've been questioning my own personal just LaCrush list.
My number one
damn
is very easy.
Who's your number one?
Norma Stitch.
Farrah Fox. Who?
Norma.
Oh, Norma. We love Norma. Yay. Norma was on the show, too.
Yeah, I know.
We should have Porn Star Week Month. And just invite all the girls Stevie B said to come to the show. Just so we can say, this is Stevie B's show.
At least I have Prince to introduce Superstar, not the star, Supreme Diva.
Yeah, well, now,
right,
now
he had the privilege
okay.
to introduce Supreme Diva.
I had the privilege
okay.
to introduce
Superstar, P-Star is, I would love for her to be on my list.
Superstar Triple X?
No, Superstar P-Star.
Oh. Okay.
At least that's the name she goes by on Facebook, so.
Right.
Okay. Right,
okay.
I think I got
yeah,
some
Pinky
Beeble.
Yeah, this. Huh?
I got to move Supreme Diva up on my list, though. So. I got to
bounce Supreme Diva down. Right, move her up on the list because she's coming to the show, and I would tell her she was number five. Better move up.
Not even.
I'm going to tell her. I'm like, you remember that guy that introduced you on the last show?
Okay, I'm going to throw y'all out the water because I'm going to say a name that most of y'all probably don't remember.
Who, Vanessa Del Rio?
No.
Oh,
Jeannie
I
Curtis.
I don't remember. I met
the rest of y'all remember Jeannie Pepper?
Pepper? No, I don't know no Pepper.
No. I remember her.
Jeannie Pepper.
Nope,
she
was the,
huh?
I said nope, never heard of her.
She was the foxiest black porn star you could ever see with the most perfect titties in the world. She had to have at least 40. Yep, Jeannie, research her and see what she looked like. Jeannie Tucks.
Jeannie. Heather Hunter. She's too skinny.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was a fox.
She gives good head, though.
She wasn't so much full figure as she was top belly.
She gives good head, though, Heather Hunter. I like her head game. She gave freaky with it.
What was that?
Who y'all think gives the best head besides me?
Somebody in the game?
Yeah. Y'all got
game,
lost for a moment there.
The game, I say, Superhead, I say Capri.
Okay.
Nah, so far. I like Lito with.
Lito, that's the girl. Yeah, Lito. Woo! Oh, sorry. I like Lito, too. Even though she ain't coming to my party. I like Lethal too, even though she ain't coming to my party. I don't know. I was fascinated by Lethal Liz porn. I seen one. She got all them piercings and lips and everything in between. Like, all right, I can deal with that.
I think the tattoo.
Huh?
I really think the tattoo.
These are the tattoos. I think the piercings. She got everything pierced.
Some reason certain girls that got that full body tattoo, like that tattoo that come up from the top part of their body all the way up to the lower, big one big piece, I be digging it.
You got to think about tattoos, huh?
I be digging it. I don't know, girls. And then especially if you
want to color
your hair. I be digging the tattoo of the girls that be coloring their hair red or blue. I just be digging it.
I'm going to give me a purple wig. You know what I'm saying? I ain't dying my hair purple.
Let me interrupt this for a second. The big cast is in the Football Fantasy Radio with Crush Hearts, your host, and good old Black reporter here with all our mobile crew. Exactly, California East Coast, Central Time Zone. And as we continue on, next.
Yo, McClush.
Huh?
To come back to that number one, for the official number one, before I put Madam Trixie in there, it was Big Liz.
Wow. She's on my page. I should ask her to be on the show, too. I think she retired.
The ultimate stripper.
I think she retired, though. We'll see what she's doing. Hell was that? Life
the hell
after
was
porno.
I
huh?
Where the hell was I at?
You're not
you
in
weren't notified, huh?
That all the stars
they weren't
he named.
Notified.
All the stars he named are in New York City, as far as I know.
I don't know. You never heard of her. I know one of y'all city.
Where were you at? You wasn't notified that she retired.
I gotta renew my list, though. I gotta really renew it.
Right, put La Crush Hearts on there, goddammit. I'm not a porn star,
love.
But yeesh. I'm a sexy
BBW. Oh, yes, yeah, you are.
You
very much
is. I'm a BILF. A babe,
but
I like
to fuck. I think my new list is going to be Madam Trixie, Supreme Diva, Big Liz, Shorty from New Orleans, Superdome Booty.
Oh, okay. I know he's on that.
Superdome Booty. And it's a couple more, though. I know I got a lot.
And
a couple
crush
more.
And the crush damn it!
Yes, I got my little crush heart. Holding it down.
I gotta
put an official video out there to be put on the list. Damn, man. I got skills.
I got Lazy Duval.
Lazy Duval. Oh, I know who that is. Lacey, right? L-A-C-Y, right?
Yeah.
Lacey,
see,
right? I know who that is.
LaCrush, you're going to be on the All-Star list.
Right.
But then the ultimate spot. But then you've got also the ultimate spot of Vanessa Del Rio.
She don't count.
Vanessa Del Rio was a lovely woman when I met her. I met her at a friend's birthday party. He know her. She was a very nice person.
Yeah, she is a lovely lady.
We should get her on the show. You think she come on our show?
Yeah. I met her at a friend's birthday party. Guy I used to work with named John.
Hey, John.
John,
classy
John, was the old porn star.
Shout out to John from Columbia. Shout out to our friend John from Ohio. He hasn't called in yet, but he normally does. Shout out to John from Ohio.
Not like some person you meet.
Hey, Black Reporter, I got to take your spot where Supreme Diva come on.
What was that?
Supreme Diva got a new production company. I'm sure she want to promote. So we're gonna get. A lot of people been hitting me up saying they wanted to come onto the show. So that's awesome.
Hey, I got to take your spot.
We're gonna take a poll on who's next to be on the show of the industry. Who else can we get up on the show? Should we get Trixie on the show?
Have my camera ready.
Huh?
Stevie, why haven't you hit my page yet, dude?
Stevie?
Yeah, I'm here.
You didn't like his page, Stevie?
I didn't even get to see your page yet.
On the Black Reporter, BLK Reporter on Facebook.
I might go on Facebook and hit that up.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I definitely go on Facebook and hit that up.
Right.
Okay.
All right, folks. I don't know. My show just seems so It's just he's so lonely without playing music, man. I like to play music.
Well, Crush, it is a talk show, right?
It seems so naked without music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It's a talk show, but it's a talk show with music.
Okay,
right.
That's what we normally do.
I guess you just need to work.
Yo, what happened last week?
What happened?
Right, I'm having family issues, so I couldn't do the show. I wouldn't have been my bubbly self last week.
Oh, okay, I understand. I was looking for some
stars
to film fantasy. You had me
Right, I want to remind folks that we will not be on this Thursday, but we'll be back on next Tuesday. Thursday I'll be out of town. You know, it is the summertime, folks, you know. So.
All right.
You know, going to take me a little vacay.
I was missing you last week, man. Last week I was on the board tip. I had to go back to the old chat line.
What? It was ultimately good.
I had to break it down.
I had to go back to the old Lowe's days.
Wow,
days.
Did you find anybody you remember?
Yeah, it's a few heads to Lord from back in the days.
Damn.
I don't know if you remember this name, but remember Quarter Water?
Oh, no. Hell no. He's still on there?
Yeah, of course.
These guys are supposed to be bowling. Y'all need to hang up. Y'all veterans.
You catch me on the chat line for like 20 years. I go on the chat line like every once in the blue. I ain't been on there for like probably like 4 months. I bet y'all go there, the one in Philly, you're going to hear the same people on there.
Y'all?
Going to Philly? I'm a
chat
line veteran.
CBB.
What's the new one now? The New York Donut or something like that they got out?
I caught
Quarter Water, Jordache. Who else was on?
Wow,
it's a couple
old
of
heads.
He's
an old head.
Yeah.
He's an old head. These ain't no regular heads. These are old heads.
I caught the female Tadal.
Yeah, Tadal. Yeah, I got hit up on her. I got her number somewhere.
Yo,
I got her.
Yo, I heard her. The sad part about it is, one y'all just, that girl you just said, I heard on the Philly chat line.
Right. So now I'll move around.
Yeah. Because you got to remember all them chat lines linked together. Yo, you definitely got to get hit up for Tadal. She got a video out she had sent me.
She probably
does.
She told me she wanted
to
get
it.
She do.
She sent me the video. She put the girl Superhead to shame.
Oh, I hear that. They call her Miss Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little AKA Miss Joe.
Miss Joe.
I ain't put it past her. I'll hit her up, though. We might have to have her on the show.
But one thing about those chat lines, they get to me, man. Okay, they do too much arguing for me.
Right.
But see, that's now. Back in the day, there wasn't really no arguments like that. It was all about beating up, seeing faces.
Right. They would meet up and then argue.
But yeah, basically.
I had my battles on the chat. Black Reporter, you call the chat line. Don't be acting all quiet now. Black Reporter, you there?
To a female going to line, the hounds come out. I'm like, damn, dude. That's it.
Well, it ain't the shame back in the days. Back in the days, you got to meet more people than you sit there and argue with a lot. I mean, you had your battles, you argue in person, but you got to meet, got to see what's going on. I put it like this. Back in the days, on the chat line, it was a lot more nookie getting on than arguing.
Man, you got a lot of phone gangsters on. You got nowadays, man. You got a lot of phone gangsters on that now.
Oh, right, because it's the safest way to say what you got to say to people that you wouldn't say in their face. That is like the ultimate way of everything that you ever wanted to say to somebody that you know you couldn't say in their face, you can say on the chat, and you ain't got to worry about getting beat up or killed. But that's not true. There's people got killed over there, too. And also
that's
people
good.
That got murdered and all types of shit.
That's the phone capone.
All right, folks, y'all turn it to phone faces. Look, I can't even phone look. And she got to Mr. Blow with us. Okay, y'all turn it to phone fantasy radio. Will a crush DVB, blessed child, and Black Reporter disappeared on us. We couldn't hang. We couldn't hang.
He got scared.
This is
the topic we was talking about.
Wow. You gotta go call the chat line.
You gotta go figure out that number. But they have a chat line in every state, or mostly every state. If y'all want to know chat line in y'all local area, this is free promo right now. Go to talkie.com.
You go to the website and get all of them. All the numbers on there.
Right, talkie.com. That's TALKEE.com. Get the number. I might catch me on there playing music on there, flashbacking.
So we got coming to show the Supreme Diva.
Huh?
Who else you got come to the show besides Supreme Diva?
I got a few indie artists. I got to update my list of people to bring. I was supposed to have an author in on Thursday, but because I'm going out of town, I had to reschedule him. He go by the name of Perk Daddy. He writes erotica. He got a book out called Rendezvous. So I got to reschedule that. OW is coming to the show. He's an indie artist. We got some females coming. It's Women's History Month for us, Sister Soldier Salute. So we got some women coming in next month.
I'm gonna call my man.
You ever had the brother that I think you played this video on Facebook one day. He was a spoken word artist. He had a nice video about the black woman, of the big beautiful black woman. You ever had that brother on your show?
Who, K.O.? About the older woman?
I remember the poem he was speaking, and it was about big, beautiful black women. That was, like, that was up. The joint he had was popping.
I don't remember who you're talking about.
Somebody
video up.
He was a spoken word artist, though, but it was a song.
Another reminder that I will not be here Thursday. The show will be canceled on Thursday. However, add us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/heartsradio. Go like us and keep up to date on what's going down. If you're not on Facebook, register to the website phonefancyradio.com. Also, like Black Reporter's page.
Please, Black Reporter.
BLK Reporter. One word, capital B, L K, capital R, E P, O R T E R. We gotta see if we can get him a URL soon. Huh?
You don't necessarily have to do two capitals, but
go ahead.
I was going to say, I've got 13 people liking me already. If I can get at least 12 more, then now I have me at 25, which will give me an actual web link.
Right. I was going to say that. So we're trying to get 25, at least 25 people up there. They got all types of chat lines. They got Atlanta, Augusta, Baltimore, Birmingham, Boston.
They even got Brooklyn. One for New Iberia.
They got one
you
for
know
New
you,
Orleans.
You know you're from the Barry if.
I see Louisville. I see New Orleans. I don't see New Iberia.
Well, I'm gonna have to. Well, let's look at my page. Well, it's called You Know You're From the Berry.
We're saying chat
yeah.
lines, Black Porter. What you talking about?
Oh, chat lines. Okay, okay.
Right,
I was
talking about
Facebook rooms and everything. You know,
oh, no.
You're from blank, blank, blank. If or when.
No, we're talking about chat lines.
Okay.
Black Porter talking about one of them new Facebook groups. You know you from
yeah.
Brooklyn if such and such, or you know you from New Orleans if you such and such.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's starting to be outrageous right now. There's three of these little groups popping up.
All right.
Everybody's phone count has one.
It's too much.
That's crazy. Now they got video chat on Facebook. I mean, we just having a big old chat party tonight, aren't we? We ain't really got a topic. We just freestyling right now. They even got video chat on Facebook. Did anybody notice that?
I didn't even notice that.
Right, when you text somebody, there's a little camera icon up there now where you can video chat with them.
Oh, awesome.
And that's just
too much. Everybody's saying that. I was just going to say, everybody's saying that Google is now the new shit coming around.
Right, Google Plus. I'm on that. Y'all look us up, LaCrush Hearts, or Google Plus. We on that. We got
Uh-oh.
You covered.
Okay. She got a plug.
Okay. That's it. We got you covered, man. We got you covered.
I gotta go to tag.com.
Yeah, we on that too, the Crush Hearts. Once again, y'all just need to Google the Crush Hearts for real. Y'all need to stop bullshitting and just Google me.
Tag.com.
I got like 700 friends.
I got you.
Huh?
Matter of fact, I own you on Tag.
Wow. I own you. Don't say that too loud. Damn.
Actually,
I don't even sound right.
She was 200,000, but I keep getting random people always trying to buy it for me, and I just buy them back. They don't understand. They got high
ass. You see, Crush, on Tag, when people buy you, that raises your value. Right now, my value is I'm worth multi millions, but there are people way ahead of me in multi hundreds of billions.
I'm in that category. I'm in the 100 billion. I ain't gonna say how much I was. I ain't been on tag in a minute. You can catch me on tag at Stevie B, and you can catch me on tag at Simple Davis Friends. I ain't been on it in a minute, but I got mad freaks on my page.
You know what I mean? Tag is the ultimate adult Facebook.
Yeah, it is.
It's adult Facebook.
It was Facebook before Facebook was anything.
Yeah. But see, you knew it was going to be another site that was going to put Facebook to shame because look how Facebook canceled out of MySpace. And MySpace used to be the shit.
Yeah.
MySpace used to be the shit.
I was about to say that, though. What's going to take Facebook out. It's going to be another one. We're gonna take
that
Facebook
Google
out.
Plus, because a lot of people is raving about that Google Plus.
Yeah, but that Google Plus
ain't
nothing.
You don't realize our Facebook.
It just got in circles, and it's not what it's all cracked up to be.
Okay, let's get serious here for a second. We're on this topic now. We're on this topic of websites now. I got a question for y'all. Here in Louisiana, they are trying to get sex offenders banned from social network sites.
Right.
Does that infringe on their free speech rights?
You're infringing, it does infringe their constitutional rights. It does. I hate to say it. It does. Which, personally, me, I will ban sex offenders off of social network because a lot of them are repeat offenders, and they know they're going to do it again. But then
They
also got a law on their side that helps them for that. So it's a catch 22 to the situation.
Wow, TVB ain't lying. He really is be buying me. Somebody bought me back though.
Hey,
thank you very much. I am not no $200,000. I am in the billions, actually.
Oh, you're a billion?
I'm $3 billion
right now.
$1 billion right now.
Hold on.
Thank you, Black Reporter.
I'm just saying, when I first bought you, you was $200,000. That's how long I hold you and kept buying you back and forth. We got that number pushed up.
I need to buy me a pet. I'm going to buy TVB. Right. See, Black Reporter, you try to play me like, oh, is she the actual you? No, see, Black Reporter.
I'm glad you let me know somebody bought you, so I got to go buy you back.
I know I can't afford you. But I don't want to go. I always want to go try.
My problem is, if you don't holler at me, you cannot buy my pet.
we need to make our own Facebook, so our own website.
Our own website.
Yeah,
actually, my Camp Super Fluffy looks just like Facebook. Y'all need to go check that out. Camp Super Fluffy looks just like Facebook.
Stevie B, we need you in the group. We need you in the group, Stevie B.
Right, I'm gonna add you, Stevie B. I'm gonna add you to Camp Super Fluffy.
You gotta add me. And right now, I just bought La Crush.
What was the actual price, CBB?
I bought McClush at, she's using a billion. She's 300 billion.
Ooh.
300 billion.
No, 3 billion, 500 or something.
Nah, I had to pay a little more for you. She's 3 billion.
Why
you
had to pay a little more? It was
good. Pay a little more. She's 3,600,900
and some odd. I'm 3,690,608,485.
Yeah,
that's what he's worth. But now I'm worth $4 billion. Yay.
Ooh. there's a price war going on.
Listen, man, I tell these cats.
Your stock is rising.
I might have to get back on tab. Get my money up.
I got to get some money up.
Okay, Crush, what about you? What the question I asked CDB, what do you think?
What?
On the second
in Louisiana, about them banning.
That is against their free speech. I mean, I understand the concept. I understand why they want to do it. But unfortunately, you know, that's against their rights. So.
Did you hear down in the state of Texas? They want to ban the school kids from having their teachers as Facebook friends.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
I think they should do that.
Hell to the fuck yeah, I think they should do that.
Yeah.
You're too grown to be on some kid page. I don't care if that's my teacher or not. Not no No, yeah, they should do that. That right there, that's how it should start. Nip that shit in the bud. First of all, he a kid. He should be on Facebook to begin with. You know what I'm saying? They should have a whole other fake. They should separate the two. My thing about it, they should have two different types of Facebooks. That if you're a child,
one for kids, one for adults.
Right. If you're a child, you need to stay in a child's place. You feel me? And that place does not consist of you being on a 35, 40-year-old man's page. You feel me? So, that's just nipping it in the bud. You a kid, you ain't got no rights. So I'm going to nip that shit in the bud quick.
You got that right.
That's how you be hearing about these teachers sleeping with their students nowadays.
Right.
It's
that's
everywhere.
How you nip that shit in the bud. And I'm mad they got Mr. Ugly looking like that.
Well, we recently had a white woman who got 30 years for messing with a teenager. She was the guidance counselor, and she messed with the teenager. You know, he didn't get charged with anything, but she got 30 years.
But come on, honestly, she's a guidance counselor. Her title, guidance counselor. She wants to guide these kids, not to guide them to her coochie.
She did guide him.
Down, Brush. Down, Brush.
She can't knock her for. She guided him all right.
But she wants to. You know, you want to guide him to the right path. You know,
right, the right path. She guide him to the right path.
The right path, right to her coochie. Yeah.
You know, these kids, they mind. They mind is easy to be warped. They sexual urges up to the feet. You ain't supposed to take advantage of that boy like that.
Well,
he's wait till he turns 18 when he graduates.
Yeah. The old thing is
like, okay, I promised him a couple of months back, I heard this teacher down in Arkansas. She was having an orgy party with all her sixth grade class.
Yeah. I heard the same thing.
The boys come home and just have orgies with her while her husband is overseas in Afghanistan.
I heard the same thing.
That's
just wrong.
That's just wrong.
But then you want to say, where the hell all these teachers was at when I was going to school?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I had mad questions on my teacher when I was young. They wasn't hearing that.
When I was going to school, like every grade I had a teacher, I had a crush on.
Yep.
Like that.
And mind you, we were later teens, but they weren't that old. They were like in their mid-20s or maybe younger than that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not like they were that much older, you know.
Like I'll tell you, when I was in kindergarten, I had a bad teacher, and she used to wear tight pants.
Come on, Negro, please. Negro, please.
She used to wear tight clothes every day. She had to
nip that shit in the bud real quick.
Teacher
Kim Jong-un,
she wore
the
tightest dresses and tightest clothes every day.
It
was bad.
Well, my 7th grade teacher, she was bad. I wanted to know how you see them TV
okay,
shows.
Okay, 7th grade, I can understand. Kindergarten, I'm going to slap you hard.
Listen, beauty is beauty no matter what age.
Hey, Black Report.
I was fresh in kindergarten.
Black Reporter.
Who was that?
My babysitter used to play with me. I was young as hell.
and watch, you will still tell me you breastfed until 5 years old, right?
She used to love getting me bad. I'm like, damn, okay.
That's wrong. That's
the last one, I tell you. So I'm saying, as you get older, you think of it wrong. Yes, it is. But I was young. I ain't know. Man, look.
You didn't know no
good. Playing with me in the bathtub. Like, okay.
You was the cleanest baby on the block, huh?
Yeah, I guess. see any baby with a smile.
Oh, God, Lord, have mercy. Hey, fucking please.
I'm buying a boy.
I love my mom go out, because I know she's going to baby shop. I love when she go out.
Oh, mama, is the babysitter coming? Yes.
Exactly.
I'm just wondering.
I want to know my sister coming, that's all.
Y'all just
anyway.
That's all. Y'all.
Y'all
tuned into the Raunchy Men of Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what to do with it.
Y'all tuned into the
Raunchy Men of Phone Fantasy Radio. Huh? You know
what to do with it and everything. You know you had a crush on one of your teachers in school. Come on now.
I did have a crush on one of my teachers in school, but that wasn't until I was in high school.
Now we get to the truth.
I was halfway grown by then. I had a crush on my teacher.
Halfway grown.
I was halfway grown.
Halfway grown. That's your excuse. Halfway grown.
I was elementary. I was a junior to my sophomore year. He was my philosophy teacher. Oh boy, hello. I passed that class with flying colors.
couldn't take your attention off of him, could you?
Listened to me, Black Reporter. He was giving me special assignments. Literally, he was giving me special assignments. Okay,
hello.
So you got from a girl that had like a
crush.
No, not like that. I'm just talking about, you know, from a girl that wasn't doing nothing in school to like junior year. He had sparked a bug in me. I was able to graduate because of that dude.
He was one of those teachers who put a foot up your ass.
I'm serious.
There are certain teachers. Well, you see, with me, it was my mom who put her foot up in my ass, maybe to help me to graduate. And even though I did not want to take physics my senior year, which would have had me graduate with honors, she had, you know, she put her foot up my ass, and I graduated still with a 3.4. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said.
Anybody ever had a friend or they mama that just looked like they like you a little too much?
Yeah.
my mama had a friend, and it seemed like she liked me a little too much. She was just a little too friendly all the time. I wonder if anybody else experienced that.
Here you were, just a child, and next thing you know,
That's never happened.
Nope.
Because my mama, like in my era of coming out of junior high, going to high school, my mama had a friend. She seemed like she always around. Like one time, me and my mom just went clothes shopping, and I got home, I'm trying on the clothes, and she just was like, oh, that's nice on you. Oh, that's nice. Oh, won't you put that? And I'm like, yo, why is she standing here? She's just too happy and too friendly.
I got one question. Why was she asking your mommy and dad, one of the first ones to give you a hug at the graduation?
No, not the graduation. I'm saying one time she seen me outside, she gave me a hug. And when she gave me a hug, she just gently just squeezed my butt cheek. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I ain't know how to react.
While you're experiencing your first real cum.
Not even that. I was just really just stuck. Like, I'm supposed to react. I'm supposed to get stop. So I'm supposed to scream. What? Is this really happening? Or is it a mistake? But I know it was a mistake because she actually squeezed and just pushed the butt out and the squeeze began. I'm like,
wow.
What was it?
I would have squeezed back.
Awkward. How the white folks said, awkward.
see, you know, that was the first thing that went through my mind, homie. I wanted to squeeze back to see how with them big round boobies. But see, I didn't know if I squeezed, was she going to jump and say something? I was just stuck like, ooh. Like, wow.
I'm like, yo, she squeezed my... I'm like, yo, she squeezed my foot.
What do
you want to do? I'm like, she squeezed my foot.
This is what happens when you let the men on phone fantasy radio have the microphone. This is what happens, y'all.
Because one day, it was a friend of mine.
Well, of course. You did open it up to men's on the fantasies, right?
No.
Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it.
my one encounter was it was a friend of my mom's and a friend of my dad's. I can lie to you, because my dad was knocking raw too. She was always, like I said, she's always friending me one day. Mom went out, drunk as hell. Dad went out, he was drunk as hell. He was drunk as hell. He came in the crib, you know. I ain't gonna lie to you, I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. I know I was doing something.
But see, where I'm coming from is, I wish I had a rule book, the handbook on that, because I was just stuck. I ain't know what to do. I ain't know the handbook. I ain't know what was the next play, what was the call, the signal, or anything. I was just like, ooh, I just got my butt squeezed. What am I supposed to do next?
You know what,
and mind you, and what's bad about it, me and her son was in the same class.
Ooh.
So, you know, that was my homie. I
didn't
want to
call
her.
Mama.
Her homie mama. She's my friend's mom. Mind you, she got a husband, and I'm just stuck now. Like,
you know what,
can we repeat that word again? Awkward.
like I said, ain't no rules, but my dad, he wasn't there like money wise, but that thing, like anything that he taught me is like shit I ain't need to be taught. He told me straight up, he said, look, if they come on to you, give it to them. That's how my dad used to talk to me all the time. They come on to you, give it to them. He told me, he told me straight up. He said older women, they like younger men. That make them feel good. I mean, so that's been my motto since I was young. So when Shorty came through, she's a friend of my dad, and she's a friend of my mom. So, like she wanted, even though I ain't know what the fuck I was doing, but I know I was fucking and doing something.
It caught me off guard, homie. I was like 15, and I was just stuck. Whoa.
This is the strange part of the whole thing. Isn't it always when you don't really know what you're doing that it turns out that I did that? Wow.
That's why I think I'm a porno freak right now, because I just steal out of my dad's porno tapes, his porno books. I was about that shit at a young ass age.
Yeah, that happened to me too. When I got home to the point at a young age, I was studying them things like it was a documentary.
Yo, you should watch some shit. You should watch some shit like it was movies, because my mom worked late nights, you feel me?
Like I said, your old National Geographic, huh?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I was in a serious situation. My mom's worked late nights. I'm the only child. Man, I got all of them things, and I was younger. I was watching it. Not only a movie, like, it was a guy. I was like, oh, okay. That's what that is. And that's how you do
that.
Yeah,
I'm like, forget about Batman and Robin.
Yeah, that's true.
Super porno.
Or Ford is an old study guy.
Now, brother, do y'all remember Jeannie Pepper or, well, I know y'all know Vanessa.
I remember Jeannie Pepper? Yeah, I remember
Tell Crush what fine-ass body she had. She wasn't a full-figure sister, but she had the prettiest titty.
Yeah, but her shit got, like, her chest got bigger. Like, I think she's on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook.
Okay.
She's a nice complexion, everything. Just, she always had that reddish, burgundy skin. But she had the milk. She had the titties that looked like buttermilk biscuits or something. Like, you could suck on them all day. Like, it was just.
Oh, yeah.
They look like good titties. And you know, men, we know when good titties is some good titties. And them joints were some good titties.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, those were some good titties right there.
Yeah.
Them joints was like some titties that you know you would suck on and you were going straight to sleep. Those were the I'll put you to sleep titties.
Yep, they were.
Those
were titties you could suck on all day.
Yes, that was like a comfort blanket titty. They're just comfy to sleep. Those are some good
you'll
titties.
Get, I say this, though. You don't get titties like that no more because you don't know they fake or real nowadays.
No. Hers were real. You know hers were real.
I feel where you're coming from. You know, it's a very select few that got some good titties. Like, the Clutch, you got some good titties.
Yeah.
Clutch got some good titties right there. Those
the Clutch. I can sit on the crush and like, hey.
The crush got up here. You can have a private party with. You just don't give a fuck who around. You can have a private party with the crush. The crush got the good fit.
No, I'm throwing a titty party, yo.
Yeah, you know.
No, not on nice titties. You can't come.
Damn.
Because I done seen some bullshit ass titties. I done seen the hard rock looking titties. I seen some titties that look like they got boulders inside of it. And those are horrible. Yeah, I done seen titties look like they got boulders in it and it feel like rock. Those are horrible. And I can't stand them fake jelly bag titties. Them titties that don't move nowhere. They just stand in place like come on.
You would need a lift truck to lift them suckers up.
Like, damn, you gonna move? You gonna go somewhere?
They lift. They just stand there. They just look at you. They don't move. They don't shake. They don't bounce. I can't stand them.
Like you in a traffic jam. You gonna go somewhere? Beep beep. You gonna move?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's only a couple of females I see that look like they got some good titties. Like, I just sit there and just get comfortable with the titties. Just love the titties. You turn into a damn newborn infant on the titties. There's only one of the select females got titties like that.
I'm having street talking. Where you going? Where you going? I'm going to the titty party.
That's a throwing titty party. That's a good titty party.
Lead the way.
Lead the way. LaCrush, you're in front
Lead
of the line.
The
you're in front of that line on that titty party, LaCrush.
I'm coming too. I'll come. I don't know. I like a good titty massage. I'll come.
You got some nice titties. You can't wear no bra or nothing. You got to walk around swinging your shit.
Yeah, scrape
them off in the face with it.
Slow swing.
Just scrape titties. That's
seriously. Seriously.
Just let them swing, eh?
Let them swing. Let them
like, hold up. I got to smack him in the face first. He was first.
There you go.
Say that again. I didn't hear what you said. What you said?
It's gonna be a titty party and a titty fuck party. Ain't no fuck. You gotta fuck titties all day.
But the thing is, you ain't been fucked by titties until you've been slapped by titties.
Oh, yeah.
That,
Now you're talking my game.
Yep.
Now you're talking my game.
Slapping to the music.
That's Trixie, she another one look like she got some nice good titties, man. It's like fun with coming out of them titties.
Crush, I told you. I told you, Crush, be careful what you ask for. Because you will get it.
We gotta start making a titty list. Who got the ultimate good titties?
Well, you know where you do that, huh? We have a contest. We will go and do that in the camp.
We need to have a good titty contest, man.
We will go and do that in the camp.
The ultimate good titty. I already got a list going in my head.
I'm like, yo, if your titty can't do the wop, I ain't want to mess with you.
Titty can't do the wop.
Wow. Ooh. Titty wop.
Titty
wop.
Wow.
Got titty wop up in here now. I'm telling you. Ain't nothing like a good pair of titties, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I get my camera, man, that's a good plaque. You know, I do DVDs. If I get my camera back, yo. I'm going to have a special one titties.
They're going to have the official titty party.
There you go.
It's going to be like Charmin. I'm telling you, just Charmin.
Don't squeeze the titties.
But nah, ain't nothing like that feeling when you just pick up both titties and you put your face in the middle and just squeeze the titties on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I'll tell you that's one. I want to cuddle up and suck them like a baby. When you can turn it back into an infant, that's all, man. Listen.
I'm having a flashback.
Yeah, you know,
flashback, huh?
In my life, I done ran into some good titties, I done ran into some bad titties, but ain't nothing like them good titties. When you cuddle up and you turn into an infant and you start sucking on them, you just all balled up and warm and secure. You feel like ain't nothing in the world happen.
You end up having them for pillows when you sleep.
Yeah.
You get mad at her if you gotta get up and go to bathroom.
I hate that, because then they start drooling on my shit. So I hate that shit right
now. Yo.
But see, that's how you know you got good titties, when you can make a man drool. When you make that
I done got mad a couple of times. That nigga got up and my shirt wet. Like, I didn't, what the hell?
My baby, yo, that's good drool right there. That's good drool.
That's good drool. That's good titties right there.
No, that's not.
That's some titties right there.
Keep your drool to yourself.
So your girl's like, look, this is how much I made this motherfucking drool right there. I'm about to frame this piece, baby.
Yo, wow.
And then you get mad when you suck them on them and you cuddle up. You get mad when they got to go to the bathroom. Like, where you going?
And you found the perfect position to hold your head on them titties, and that sleep got you night, and you good and sweet. And next thing you know, she gotta get up to go to the bathroom. You be mad as hell, man.
Oh,
really?
Shit.
Man,
really, guys, really?
Fuck up a wet
really?
Tree.
You gotta go to the bathroom now? Really?
Yeah. Tell you, mess up a wet dream all the way through.
Yeah, tell me, like, that's what I said. Fuck up a wet dream.
What?
Is that another male coming in the room? Let another male come in the room. I'm growling.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Thank
y'all
you, Lord,
right.
That we only have 10 minutes left to the show.
Man, listen, I'd love to see a titty bounce, too, man. If I can get a titty bounce, man, that's all. I'm in heaven.
Wow. You know y'all spent 20 minutes talking about titties, right?
I prefer titties.
And Crush, you know these Negroes. And you know these Negroes, including me, have spent another 20 minutes talking about titties. So what's your point?
The point is,
we got 6 minutes remaining on the clock. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm not stopping y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all got 6 minutes.
I want titties on my head. They can look like Mickey Mouse ears. I'm a separator.
Oh my God. Oh, now you're all going overboard
now.
I call them Mickey ears.
He's gone overboard.
We could do 40 minutes on ass. We could do 40 minutes on some coochie. We can sit there and talk about this all day.
Listen, y'all better enjoy this because I don't know if I'm going to let y'all do men's night anytime soon. Y'all better enjoy this.
I'm letting you go on my all-time city list.
I think you just told him, brother.
You up there with number one with them chocolate cooties you got over there, girl.
I might get lost with them motherfuckers. Be happy as hell, though.
Oh, no, they ain't
going to
be. Oh, I'm sorry. The crush got the
titties. You got motherfuckers.
The crush got the titties. You're just like, I'm hiding here for a while. You know, just don't worry about me.
And she can hide behind them, too.
I was in little crush titties. I play games with motherfuckers. I probably get a paper and rip it up and throw it at your ass. You can't see me.
Damn.
The crush got titties that you can hide from police from.
Hell yeah, yo. You seen this black dude? Nah, I ain't seen him. I'm in hibernation right now. You can't find me.
The crush got some milk chocolate titties, though. The crush got the good milk chocolate. Chocolate, my favorite.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have to
go, go boobies. Go boobies.
My ass is my favorite.
I'll be in a crust city doing backflips.
I don't know.
Crush, I want to see how you get us out of this.
I ain't gonna lie, I would love to try to fit LaCrush's old titty in my mouth.
You wanna see how
it works? Mission impossible.
I would love to fit all your titties in my mouth.
Mission impossible. I said I would love to see how you get out of this gracefully.
Yo, hey, just make sure I'm out of them at the time, you feel me?
I'm just going to let y'all talk until it hangs y'all up. I'm not even going to say witness time. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to let it talk and y'all just going
to No. You got to close out, Crush.
No, I'm not going to close out.
No.
Y'all talking about my titties? I ain't going to close out. I'm not interrupting y'all, Black Reporter.
Back in the day, you can play high and go seek. They never find you.
I ain't gonna play no crush that too. You can rub all day though. I'd love them to go all day.
Rub them, boy.
The crush titties.
What
time
there was that ceased to be, there just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow's here. Don't worry about today's here.
It's not time, Blackerford. It's not time.
Okay.
I have my own little clubhouse.
This is overtime.
This is not time, Blackerford. You still got 4 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes, girl.
I know you pull this in overtime.
No.
Like, Beth, where you going? I'm going to the clubhouse.
Yeah, time to take this over to the clubhouse.
It's time to go to the clubhouse.
Not the clubhouse, to the camp.
I just seen this little skinny nigga
just disappear in the air.
Huh?
I'd love to get the Supreme Diva titties, man. Them joints right there look like another good titty. Just a good titty. Ain't nothing like good titties, I'm telling you.
I'm going to take your word on that, man. Whether you got the right one or the left one, man, let me get one side.
Yo, you know what I like? I like them girls that got good titties, but you know they put a nice tattoo on it and look like you most girls put Betty Boo or somebody on their titty and look like you making love with the cartoon character. That's how good them titties is.
Okay.
Look at them just start shaking like, damn, Betty Boo moving.
Betty Boo doing the stinky leg.
Lord have
mercy. Like, that's like TV back there. You be at the Scream level, and you know, we take it to the Scream level that we can take it to.
All right, folks.
We got
60 seconds remaining on the clock, folks. Y'all just listened to the men go on and on and on for 20 whole minutes about a pair of titties. This is what happens.
Like I was saying previously.
Whole fantasy radio loose. Tune back into us next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here at Full Fantasy Radio, where we talk about something new. And this time, we're not going to let the men have the stage.
We're going to take the stage. You can't, like I said, be high your titties. You can't find us.
What time there was has ceased to be. There is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about tomorrow's ahead. Don't worry about today. It's here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, we didn't play shit at all. So go forward and smile. All your face really smile. We will see you on next Tuesday. So you be in, and we are outy.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Keep the pretty alive.